Yes, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Sure.
I am the one who came to you guys about Adam Flowers.
Right.
A couple weeks ago. And I have the media kind of, they're not hounding me, obviously, but really wanting to do a story on the case. And I'm kind of torn whether or not I want to move forward with that. And I was kind of basing that on what you guys were going to do, as, you know, as far as pressing charges or, you know, I spoke with David Gatlin a little bit earlier, and he said that he thought that they were done investigating it. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah. We kind of didn't get to a place where we thought we had any criminal charges and stuff. So we pretty much talked to the sheriff's office and let them know what the complaint was. And I don't know if they were going to do anything or not, but we closed our case out.
Well, just between the two of us, I expressed to Special Agent Gatlin how important I felt it was that you wait to tell them until you have actual access to the computers, because now he's able to clear any evidence, you know, of wrongdoing. And when I spoke with Mr. Gatlin last week, I told him that I had a little additional information about the case, and that was that Sarah Peterson, who actually spoke with one of the sheriff's deputies, saying that Flowers was showing child pornography, and he said, well, that doesn't surprise me. And when I told Mr. Gatlin that, he said, yeah, she told us that. And I said, do you have that? Do you have his information? Because she gave it to me. And he said, yeah, I think I do. And I'm just thinking, wouldn't that be somebody that you want to talk to, you know? Because I've spoke with several lawyers and, you know, legislators, and they've all told me what he did absolutely was illegal. And, in fact, one of them worked on a case that had less probable cause than that, and they were able to get a search warrant. So I just really wanted reassurance from you guys that you were actually taking it seriously and that you weren't, you know, because I know you guys work with him a lot, and he has a lot of pull up there. And I wanted to make sure, you know, that you guys did the right thing. And
well, I'll tell you, my unit doesn't work with him at all. We barely know him. In fact, that one doesn't know him at all. I just know him because I read about some of the cases that he's had, you know, with on TV and stuff. So, no, we don't work with him. We're not friends. We're not, you know, if we saw each other, we would recognize each other. But no, we're not friends in any way. But we did look into it to see if there was any type of criminal aspect to it, and we didn't. We come to the determination that there wasn't. So the information that we had, we provided it to the sheriff's office, and I'm not sure what they were going to do with the information after that.
Well, Mr. Gatlin assured me that my name would not be released at all to the sheriff's department.
And so I don't know if it was or not.
He also said Sarah's name would not be released. He said we won't be mentioning either one of your names. And that's the only reason that I agreed to talk, because at this point, safety is a concern, and I've already had other issues with them not, you know, keeping their word and things like that. So I just want to be very clear that the accusation was that he showed her child pornography when she was not involved in the case. She was not investigating that case. So that would be the same as you coming over to my house and saying, hey, look at this child porn that, you know, look what this girl's doing, and, you know, don't tell anybody I showed you that. And so are you telling me that that's not illegal?
Well, I'm telling you that what we investigated, and that was part of it, we determined was not a crime.
So he can show...
Because the circumstances that you describe aren't the way that they actually happened. So that's what the difference is. And, you know, I know that, you know, we know the whole story, and we came to the determination that there was no crime. And I know you know part of the story, or at least, you know, what she told you and how you interpreted it. But, you know, the way we interpreted it, that there was no crime that was committed.
Well, she, you know, I talked to her several, because this is a big accusation, and I don't want to ruin the guy's life. I mean, I've caught him in lies myself. I know he's a liar, but I had absolutely no intention whatsoever of ruining his reputation or calling him a pedophile if I didn't feel like that was the situation. But there were several people that I spoke with that gave similar stories. And so when I, every time I spoke with her, she gave me the same exact story, that she was in his office, he showed her the child porn and asked her not to tell anybody. And
I can only tell you that we looked at that aspect of it and we determined that there was no crime that was involved. So we pretty much just closed our investigation and let the sheriff know about it in case he wanted to do something about it, or if he wanted to look a little bit more into it or not, but we decided that we're not going to.
So what about him lying on the stand and lying in his investigation with the child pornography and sexual abuse? Did you also look into that?
Yes, we did, and we, it just didn't happen. It didn't happen.
How were you able to determine that it didn't happen?
Well, I can't go into a lot of details about the investigation. The only thing I can tell you is we don't know this guy from anybody else. We don't have any reason to lie for him, to cover him up. In fact, if we had a dirty cop that was out there, it would be my goal to get him, okay? The only thing I can tell you is we come to the determination that that never happened.
Well, I'll tell you this. A wife of somebody who works for the Canadian County Sheriff's Department contacted me and told me, I have the phone call recorded. She said that if somebody were to interview the deputies individually, that a lot of them would have similar stories. The flowers died and...
Well, we need something specific. I mean, as far as the one about lying on the stand about a case, and the person, it didn't happen. So if people have specific reasons or information that somebody lied, then we'll look into it. But an allegation, really, I mean, we can't investigate those. I mean, there's allegations made against police officers all the time. And we do take them serious, and we want to look into them. But the ones that we have that were voiced to us through Mr. I can't remember his name. I mean, they were unfounded. That's really the only thing I can tell you is they were unfounded. We determined that there was no crime that was committed.
Well, I would think that if she's able to identify the child pornography that he showed her...
Ma'am, I can tell you, I'm a pretty old fella, and I've been in law enforcement my entire life. And I can tell you that if there was a crime that was committed by a cop, we would arrest him. And we came to the determination that there was no crime that was committed. And so that's where we are.
Okay, and you did or you didn't talk to the other deputies?
I'm not. There was no crime committed. Well, we looked at, there was no crime committed from the allegations that were made. So that's kind of like headhunting, and we can't do that. I mean, if somebody's got some specifics, I mean, he went to court, and he said something specific. And
I have the cases. I told him that I was given specific cases, and he never asked me for information. I called him, I called him back. He did not give. I asked Sarah. Did not give her the contact information. You can be annoyed with me all day long, but I have the right to, voice my opinion about this because I don't feel like
You can voice your opinion, I guess, to someone other than me. The only reason I tell you that is because the allegations that were told to us were investigated and they were unfounded.
And who was your supervisor?
My supervisor is Bob Thorne. And I do want you to know that what we did is it's called an investigative inquiry. We don't even have original jurisdiction over the crime that you're alleging. We have to receive a request from a law enforcement agency. So it's got to be the sheriff's department or the police department that requests us to do an investigation. So we cannot take complaints from citizens and open an investigation on it because we don't have a state police agency that has jurisdiction over every crime that's out there. We can do an investigative inquiry and look into it and see if there's a crime. And if we believe that there's a crime, then we can go talk to one of the law enforcement officers and find out what they have to say. In this case, if we'd have found something, we would have went to the district attorney's office. So if you want to call the district attorney's office, that's probably where you need to start.
What district attorney? Are you talking about Canadian County?
Yes.
I mean,
what's the district there?
Well, I get that. They work, they're all, this was the whole reason that I really almost didn't come forward. If it hadn't involved child pornography, because I know a whole lot of other stuff about Adam Flowers, other things about Adam Flowers, and the only reason that I came forward was because of the child pornography. I knew I was morally and legally obligated, and I talked to Sarah about it about 6 times to make sure that she was telling me the same story every time. And the fact that, you know, you've heard her, you've heard what she said on the tape. I don't know what she said in person, but I talked to her after you guys left, and she said, I told him the truth, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then she called me and said, I have names on those cases that I was talking about. I said, well, give them to David Gatlin. She said, well, he didn't leave me his number. How do I get a hold of him? So when I called him, you know, he said that he thought he had left her a card. I said, no, you didn't. And he really had no interest in the cases that I was talking to him about. And to me, if it was a thorough investigation, you know, obviously you would need that information because she's saying they were cases that he lied about. So.
I mean, you can keep talking about stuff, but like I said, if you don't have original jurisdiction over it, so, and if you want, I mean, so to look at some of those other allegations, I mean, you can't.
Okay, here's where I stand. You guys, the OSBI, gave me their word, which I have recorded, that my name would not be released. That nobody would know that they talked to me. He gave me that word. David Gatlin did. If my name has been released, there's going to be a big shitstorm. Because you guys gave me your word, and in fact, I believe it was you that said, it was either you or David, that assured Al that you would not give our information out or people wouldn't be coming forward. And if you didn't have jurisdiction, then why did you do any kind of inquiry or investigation? You should have told us from jump, oh, well, we don't have the jurisdiction for this. You should probably go elsewhere. Instead, what you did was you gave Adam Flowers a heads up to clean up all of his computers, all
okay,
of his devices.
Okay. And we did that, tell that to the gentleman who came and talked to us about an investigative inquiry, so he was aware of it, and we told him that we would make a determination of whether there was any crimes that were committed, and if there were some crimes that were committed, then we would go to the district attorney's office to make a formal request for us to do an investigation. We do investigative inquiries all the time, because we get called all the time, and a lot of times, especially on allegations against police officers and sheriff's departments, we have to do that because a lot of people don't want to come forward. They don't want to talk to locals. They don't want to do anything. So we do that all the time. So it's not an unusual occurrence for us to do something like that. And what we do is we go out and we do an inquiry to determine if there's enough for us to pursue a full investigation. In this case, we determined that there was no reason for us to do a full investigation. So, you know, you can threaten me as many times as you want to. Anything. Well, you just did it a couple of seconds ago. If you're recording this, you go back and listen to it and you hear yourself threatening me.
I've never threatened you. I said that if my name has been released, there's going to be a shitstorm. That's not a threat. That's absolutely not a threat.
It absolutely is. But that's okay. You go ahead and word it what you want. The only thing I can tell you is we did our part of what we thought was the right thing to do. And we determined that there was nothing criminal that we needed to investigate. I'm the supervisor over the unit, so I'm the one that makes that determination.
And who all was part of the investigation from the OSBI?
I'm not going to, well, Gatlin, you know, Gatlin and me.
Okay. All right, well, I definitely appreciate your time, and obviously you're not going to be calling me back for the other information that I got, but I'll just move forward with it then.
All right.
All right, thanks.